starting off with gratitude as always, and I'm a firm believer now that most things come out best when not planned, and sometimes I overthink, which overthinking hinders my growth and ability to create. For an example, there's times where I'll be listening to an instrumental and just flowing and not overthinking, I really release quality content. And then afterwards, in retrospect, I'm like, shit, I should have recorded that. So kind of one of those situations here is, you know, I've been investing a lot of time into my personal education, and, you know, shout out to the industry that I'm currently in now. Reason for that, it is, you know, it allows me to invest that time. That's actually one thing that I knew I needed to do. I've always known I needed to commit into education before I catch traction, if you will, in order to gain the success that I seek. I've been 100% sold on education, and the reason for that is not just by hearing it, but as a result of my improvement, I've been able to solidify strong positions in the workforce just because of the environments that I've been in and the good examples that I've had when it comes to entrepreneurship, business, leaders. And yeah, ever since I've seen that personal result in my life, my income increase, I've made that commitment to continually educate. And it's not only the income increase, it's also the clarity of thought, the relationships I get to develop, how I handle situations, and, you know, so many benefits to continually educating. In fact, I believe it's one of the main pillars of life is continually educating. So one thing that I've been really focused on lately is entity setup, entity structure. And I have this pressing question, just because I'm in the midst of taking some major action, something that's been mapped out for a while in my mind. And, you know, outside of me just mapping it out, I've been doing everything I can from an educational standpoint to make sure I structure it correctly, and also taking the actions I have control over. Definitely right timing now, and I'm extremely excited about it. How about this? I won't touch too much on the actual topic until it's actually solidified, because that's one of those things where you definitely want to have credibility as far as taking action and having the result. But I will say this, I'm a firm believer in, you know, I've heard in a recent talk somebody saying, you know, find out what is it that you want to do and make sure that you monetize it, right? Make sure that you know what niche you want to be involved in and then monetize it. There's a saying, I believe Malcolm Gladwell, he wrote the book The Outliers. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard a lot of people reference it, and it talks about the 10,000 hours that are required in order for you to become proficient in the field that you're in. You know, whether it be an artist, a musician, you know, a business tycoon, whatever industry you see yourself in, definitely have to put 10,000 hours in it to become proficient, master it, be able to teach it, understand the in and out of the business that you're in. So while that is quality advice, I'd also recommend taking courses on the different asset classes or the different options that you have within. Right, so if you're debating between two different businesses to get in, take courses, invest a little money into learning more about that business, and then find out which one you want to focus to put the 10,000 hours in. Once you've made that decision, the next step I would recommend is solidifying it by creating an entity around it. Right, so now when I hear people say monetize, what is it that you're passionate about? What I hear is create an entity. Right, but before I didn't really hear that. So if anybody's listening and has been thinking about starting a business, has been planning, has knows deep within that they want to set up a business around their passion, they just flat out known from the beginning that that business is for them. They haven't had the time, or whatever excuse, any excuse will do. The point is that once you know what business or what lifestyle you want to live, create an entity around it. Now, we can definitely get into more details as far as what entity to set up and how to structure it, which is something that I've been focused on within the last couple of months. But I'll leave that to another topic and another podcast. But if you can take anything from this one, just know this. No matter what you commit to, you're committed to something. Right? So no matter what you commit to, you're committed to something. There's no way that you can't commit to something. Every day we're going to be taking actions. And we have to decide if the actions we're taking are conducive to growth or not. And once you realize that for yourself, you have to, for an example, if you see that the actions being taken aren't conducive to growth, that's an opportunity for you to redirect your own path. If you know something isn't right within, if you know you haven't been taking the action steps necessary, just know it's not too late. And begin learning. Find a topic and begin educating yourself. Start expanding your mindset. Get yourself out of the box of the habitual thoughts that we've had in the past. Stretch yourself out of your comfort zone daily. And invest. Not only financially in assets, but invest in yourself. And remember, we are one.